We're joined by Ambassador Nicholas Burns. He was Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs there, was former ambassador to NATO, to Greece, served under Republican and Democratic presidents, now at Harvard's Kennedy School. Ambassador Nancy McEldowney joins us as well right now, director of the master's program at Georgetown University School of Foreign Service, had a 30-year career in the Foreign Service, was a career minister at her retirement there or leaving the State Department, and director of the Foreign Service Institute, Ambassador McEldowney. Nancy McEldowney, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Tom.
Nick Burns and Ryan Crocker, who, of course, was a U.S. Ambassador in Iraq, say they see an intentional dismantling or deconstruction going on at the State Department. Do you?
Unfortunately, I do. And the concern that I have is it's not just about the State Department, because when you undermine America's diplomatic capability, you're actually putting our country at risk. As you said at the opening, our diplomats are the people who champion U.S. interests around the world and help prevent war, or when war breaks out, bring it to a close. If we limit or cut that capability, we are ultimately going to put our country at risk. And that's something that is deeply troubling to me. It's why senators from both parties have been criticizing what's going on inside the State Department, and why people across both political parties are ringing the alarm bells.
Ambassador Burns, I mean, we don't want to sit here and say that there have been no reforms that might be advisable, no restructuring. It's the 21st century. There's all kinds of digital communication now. One of your colleagues there at Harvard, Stephen Walt, writing recently, you know, that efforts to reorganize the State Department were long overdue. I mean, surely you're not saying it was status quo forever there, Nick Burns.
Definitely not, Tom. In fact, Ambassador Crocker and I, in our New York Times piece this morning, argue for reform. Obviously, the Trump administration has a responsibility to safeguard the budget, to make sure that we're being efficient. I think there are a lot of reforms that Nancy and Ryan and I could support. The American Academy of Diplomacy, nonpartisan, retired ambassadors, supports getting rid of a lot of the special envoys that Congress has created that we think are unnecessary. But this is not reform. This is dismantlement. It's ideologically based. It comes out of the Steve Bannon agenda that the government is the problem or the government's the enemy, and we have to forcibly downsize it. The State Department is small, and we just don't have enough diplomats around the world to do all the things that Nancy McEldowney, Ambassador McEldowney, just talked about at a time when the United States is hard-pressed all around the world. And I think our biggest advocates are in the U.S. military. They see us in the field. We serve together. We're closely aligned with the Pentagon. And they understand that the military has to defend the country. The State Department also has to be on point. And we need a budget to do that. And I think one of the most damning things that Ryan and I uncovered with the help of the American Foreign Service Association is that in the past 12 months, the number of young American college students and graduate students, the kind of people that Nancy and I teach at Georgetown and Harvard, applying for the Foreign Service Officer Test has declined by 33%. How sad is it that our young people who want to be patriotic, who want to serve the country, are no longer signing up because they don't see from the President and Secretary of State support for the mission?